Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Okay, that was Mark Stanton Welsh singing the Ascended Master Serapis Bay invocation. It's Jen Lajotis back with you on Spiritual Happy Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Today is February 5th, and I've got Brooke Shally on with me and Jenny Avers, and Janelle Hoyland is going to be coming on in about 15 to 20 minutes. She's going to call in. Tonight, we're actually talking about clothing and fashion and how it can raise your vibration. And for first-time listeners, Spiritual Happy Hour is a show all about spirituality and intuition and really just living life to the fullest. Everybody that we have on as a guest is really handpicked by spirit, and they really are people who are living in the flow and really living full out, because Janelle always says life is a playground, and that's what we believe here on Spiritual Happy Hour. So I am so grateful to have Brooke on and Jenny Avers on with me, and we were just talking about how fashion can raise your vibration. And I was just saying to Brooke and Jenny how I was so grateful to be able to share space with you guys. And Brooke, you own a store in Madison called Statements. It's a fantastic, beautiful boutique. And I think I've known you for 2 or 3 years. And I feel like when I walk into the store, I feel like I'm in a toy store or, you know, for adults. I want to touch everything, smell everything, try everything on. And I really feel like you have a way of connecting with your clients that brings out their authentic self through clothing. And so you said something to me a few weeks ago or a couple of days ago that I thought really stood out. You said one of the things you really want to do with the people that come in and shop your store is to help people become more open to fashion. And that just really resonated with me, and it really stuck out with me because I have always felt, and I wrote this when I was doing the description of the show, that I always came up short when it came to outfits. I always liked what I wore, but I never really loved what I wore. And what I learned through you, Brooke, is not only can fashion be fun, but I really learned that if I chose pieces that stood out for me or that I connected to, that it completely changed the way I felt about me. And before meeting you, I always had a fear of fashion. And so when you said you really want to help women be open, it really struck a chord, because I think I sort of used to approach fashion with fear. So before we get into your background, I just thought I'd ask you about how you got into fashion, because you are doing exactly that. You're helping women open up, and, so just tell me about that, like how you got into fashion and how you came about this kind of purpose.
Sure. And first of all, thank you so much for the compliments. And it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you the past couple of years. I always growing up, for whatever reason, loved putting outfits together, loved playing store, loved clothing, loved jewelry. My mom was very into all of that. So my sister and I sort of followed suit, and she and I would play dress up together. And it was never something that I honestly thought that would come to fruition. I never, even though I dreamed I'd always want to have a store one day, a beautiful little boutique, I looked at it more of like a pipe dream, and I think I was fearful of that. I went right into business. I graduated from St. Joe's in Philadelphia, and I started working immediately for Johnson & Johnson, and I did sales, and I did marketing, and then I transferred over to pharmaceutical sales. And the one common thread throughout all of those jobs really was the people. I always loved working with people, getting to know different types of people, what makes them tick, reaching out to them, having them reach out to me. And I always believed that for my entire life that we meet certain individuals and there's always a purpose, there's always a reason. They're always either going to teach you something or you're going to teach them something and really enhance your life. And then 6 years into my career, I ended up switching positions and I left Johnson & Johnson. I went to Novartis and I was working for J&J that time in Manhattan and living in Hoboken. And then when I switched everything, I moved to Summit and my territory for Novartis was Madison. So Statements was already in existence. This was back in 2008 and the owner had owned the store at this point for a little over a year. And she was actually moving to California. Her daughter was going to school there, and so they were switching their lives up. And I happened to walk in there one day to buy a gift for a girlfriend getting married, and she and I started talking, and one thing led to the next. And within the next, I'd say 2 to 3 weeks, I bought the store. And I pretty much changed my entire life, quit my job, and just went for it. I got to the point where I knew I wanted to do it. I had enough expertise and knowledge, and I could always go back to one of these big companies. But at that moment when I met her and everything just felt very divine when I walked into the store, and there was just such an opening, and she and I connected on a different level. And it was something that I knew was presented to me, and it felt so right that if I didn't go for it, I'd always regret it. So, yeah, that was back in July of 2008.
Well, and what I love, Brooke, is you are so intuitive. And for anybody tuning in, Statements has a Facebook page, and you should go on it and have a look because it will show you, and your webpage, obviously, too, how visual you are and how connected you are. I really believe when you outfit someone, there's a connection that you have with your clients. And I know how passionate you are about fashion. And a couple of segments ago, Janelle and I did a show, and we brought up the fact that every interaction that we have with people is a gift, and sharing space is such a gift with people. And each one of us has something to offer the other. But Brooke, when you work with somebody, you have a way of sort of drawing out who they are, and then it sort of transfers over into their clothing. And I just feel like whether you know it or not, you're using your intuition in doing that. But over the years, what have you found with women? What do you find just with people kind of coming in that people do with, around fashion?
That women are, as you said, Jen, they're very fearful of, they're very in the box of, I can wear certain labels from certain big box stores or designers, or their best friend shops at a certain store, so that's considered okay, so to speak, in quotation marks. And when they come in, and Statements is a very safe space. It's it's a small store. It's cozy. I want people to feel like they're shopping in their closet, like a bigger version of their closet, which is essentially my closet. And it's getting to know them, getting to know what's the one thing that you aren't fearful of, meaning, okay, I'll wear my favorite pair of blue jeans and I'll wear whatever T-shirt, but I want a beautiful statement necklace. So we'll start with jewelry. Or I don't wear a lot of jewelry, but I really want a new dress, or I have an event. Or it's starting really small with them and having them try on a few things, and I want them to walk around and tell me what they like or what they're comfortable in. And then once I get to know them and talk to them, it's a big, you know, intuitive piece, because you can kind of tell, you can read them, and it's fun to pull things out of them and have them remember things, or have them open up to a different color or a different way of wearing something. It's like it opens up an entire new world to them, really.
Right. No, definitely. And this is where I want to bring Jenny in a little bit. So Jenny Avers is a good friend of mine, and she did boot camp with Janelle when Janelle came to Madison last spring. And we just felt, you know, she met with Brooke and I on Tuesday night, and we did a whole get together where Brooke sort of outfitted her. And Brooke, Jenny, and I were talking about influences in fashion. And I never realized, Jenny, I don't know how you felt about this, how much my mom influenced my fashion choices in and around things that I loved, but also things that maybe I wouldn't think that I would wear. And so, Jenny, I don't know what your thoughts were in terms of where you maybe start with fashion. Do you know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like we all come into fashion with fears and some of us wanting to open up more and take risks. But, Jenny, how did you see it?
Yeah, sure. Well, it was certainly fun, and I felt like I was in a really beautiful visual playground with the both of you this week. So that was great, and I'm super grateful. And yeah, a lot of things surfaced for me as we were processing this together about how I feel when I shop or when I think about dressing myself or how I express myself through clothes. So I was kind of brought back to some really positive moments with my paternal grandmother, who would take me out and it'd be our special trip where we'd go to a nice store and she'd have the sales associate, you know, help find different outfits for me, and kind of how, you know, just how wonderful that felt, and that I felt that I could fully express myself, and grandma would buy me the full price stuff, so that was, you know, luxurious and special. And then you know, some other times that, you know, I had some shame around if I wanted something nice or, you know, clothes should be practical and functional and not a priority. So a lot of that surfaced when I was with you and Brooke this week. But definitely felt, Brooke, that you and Jen really helped open me up to seeing, you know, shopping as another kind of personal development opportunity, if you will, you know? To really dress myself and, you know, the sorts of things that express who I am inside. And I haven't really allowed myself to think that way or feel that way in a while. So it was really, really fun, really fun.
Because I feel like there's a freedom, which I never really connected to either, Brooke, until, you know, you really brought this back out in me. I feel like clothing can be freedom. And I feel like some of our earliest memories are sort of being free with clothes, hopefully, right, with what we did. And as I said earlier, too, I really do believe, like Janelle has brought this up time and time again, that being present to who's in front of you when you're sharing space with somebody is what our soul, our higher self, really wants to do. And Brooke, I have found, when I wear something from your store, and it, you know, or if I wear something that means something to me in fashion, whether it's a scarf, a handbag, a piece of jewelry, a really beautiful shirt, I actually find that I will end up striking up more conversation, or other people around me will make mention of what item I have on, and there'll be an exchange around that. And maybe that will help me pause even more to be present to who they are. So I feel like I connect to what I'm wearing, so I open up more for who I am, and other people obviously connect to the fashion too, and then they open up, and there is a shared space. And Brooke, I don't know, you must feel that in the store when people are trying that on, right?
I know, I do, and you know, it's funny, as you were saying that, Jen, I just thought of something. And I do remember having a conversation with one of my customers about this. It really is, every day we wake up, we have to put something on. We have to put some article of clothing on, whether it is like you're running out the door and you throw on your yoga pants and your favorite fleece or sweatshirt, or you run out the door and you throw on a great pair of jeans or leggings and a cute top because, you know, later down the road you're going to have lunch and you're going to meet up with so-and-so. So it's like, for me, if you're going to put something on that you do have a connection to. You're taking the time to put something on your body. So put something on that you feel good about. If you're going to run into someone, or you know you're going for lunch, or whatever you're doing, if you've got to put it on, feel good about what you're putting on.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because, again, it shifts the whole vibration. And when Janelle comes on a little bit, too, I want to ask her about intention, because we had a few shows ago where we talked about intention and the whole I am, right? So filling in and fill in the blank, right? And put out your intention. So again, as I was listening back to the show, ladies, I was feeling really present to what we were connecting with in clothing, where you can put a piece, anything on, Brooke, like much like you said, every day when you get up, I never used to think about it this way. I am going to have to throw something on. In my 20s, before I had kids, I would be thinking that whole thing, how do I want to look today? After kids, I feel like that took a back seat, and I didn't always pay attention to what I was going to throw on until we started talking this week. And it does really, I think it can really enhance and shift that whole intention. Not only your intention for the day, right, but your spiritual intention of, you know, your higher self and sort of, you know, who, like, you know, what do you want? Because I do feel like it sort of raises you up, and you can kind of think, like, depending on what you put on, you can fill in that blank. I am bold. I am, I don't know, sexy, you know, whatever. And it can sort of, you know, it kind of flows with you. And by the way,
You're putting that statement, no pun intended, you're really putting that intention and that statement out to the world. You are. It's like you're walking wherever you're walking or doing whatever you're doing, and that, however you look, is what you're putting out. It's the energy, it's the intention, it's the whatever that is that day. And, you know, we all have our good days or bad days, but on your good days, just take an extra 5 minutes, take an extra 10 minutes, because I guarantee you, if you do that, you will feel so much better, even better than you do on that day. I guarantee it.
And I love, Brooke, too, that you said just start with something simple, because for me, that's that kind of wake-up call of, okay, I'm worthy, right? And I want to express something, and, I want to be awake. So I thought that was really beneficial to just, be intentional, Jen, as you say, you know, and embrace it. It's great.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, lately I found, you know, it's like freezing cold, and when I'm rushing out the door in the morning, Brooke, as you know this, I've tended to pick, like, if I just had to have that one thing, it would be like a scarf quickly, like around my face or whatever, just to brighten up, just to go ahead and have that little piece so that you feel that good about yourself. Well, it's Spiritual Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jen Lajotis, your co-host. I'm here with Brooke Shally, owner of Statements in downtown Madison, and Jenny Avers, who is a good friend and also a shopper at Statements. We're talking tonight about how fashion can really put you in touch with your authentic self. And if you want to call in and speak with us and ask a question, the guest call-in line is 347-326-9921, and Janelle is going to be joining us a little bit later in the hour. But I did want to touch again on authentic self, and again on how clothing can really break down barriers. And Brooke, when you work with clients, you know, as you said, one of your goals is to get women to be more open and kind of take risks. And do you see, as you work with them for months, you know, or coming back in, what do you see? Is there anything else that either stops them, you know, other than fear? Do you find, too, in your clients, they've got other influences that maybe where they don't take risks?
Sometimes. And some women are very driven by what their husbands think. Depending on whatever event they're going to, whether it's a corporate event or a work dinner or versus going out with friends or a casual kind of thing. I mean, I make it really easy for them to tailor whatever their needs are to that event or that occasion. But even with them worrying about what a friend thinks or a husband thinks or what other moms are going to think, it's still about, I don't want to say it's a test, but I just say to them, just try it once. Go out there. I know you're worried about wearing this top or this whatever. And I say, come back to me. And I say, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I will take that and own that. But if I'm right and you come back and you feel good about it, then we'll try something else.
Right. Honestly, and try to build. Yeah.
Yeah. And like people kind of be like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I got this and you were right and so and so. And it's just, I don't know, it's like life's too short. It's just clothing or it's just jewelry. It's just that. It's not like we're, you know, saving lives here. It's just have fun with it. Why
worry about that? And that's what I think you bring to it, Brooke, is there's a playfulness also about fashion. And it is like that whole thing of like when you're a kid and playing dress up, you can throw on a different color
at 9 a.m. and if you wanted to look different at lunch, and you could do that too, right? You can, yeah. Every day can be different. You can take a couple of different pieces and mix it up. So Brooke, what do you think are the best pieces for people to have? I know you said start small, but in terms of wardrobe, and if you just wanted to mix things up, do you think they should have like just a couple of tops that they can mix and match? Or, you know, I know you're big into accessories and jewelry. How does one go about sort of layering and building?
Yeah, that's interesting, Jen. That's the big thing. It really is layering. It's and Jenny, we kind of did this, you know, with you that night. We took a great pair of leggings that you felt so good in, and then we put like a little cami underneath that was a little longer, and then we put a really beautiful top over that, and so you felt, and I remember you saying this, like you felt so comfortable, but you felt so good about that outfit, right?
Yeah.
And that's fun. It's like finding your favorite. It doesn't have to be, you know, one specific top or one specific pant, but finding something in the store that, you know, speaks to you, and then we pair it with something else. And definitely, I think, in terms of accessories, like Jen, you said it's freezing out, so you've been wearing a lot of scarves, and they do. They add, like, a pop, or pick out, like, one fun pair of earrings. But it doesn't have to be just because it's during the day you feel like you have to wear studs. Like, find something that does dangle, or nothing over the top, but something that is subtle yet beautiful and just adds something else to your wardrobe.
No, definitely, like, take that risk. All right, so Janelle is now joining us. Can you hear me, Janelle? Yes, thank you so much for coming on. I have been dying to ask you these questions. I didn't share this with Brooke and Jenny, but I was guided to listen to today a show that we did 8 months ago with your guides when I was basically interviewing your guides. And I shared all this information with the ladies before, but I was dying to ask you this, Janelle, because what I found most and what I learned through Brooke with fashion is when I'm connected to a piece of clothing or a piece of jewelry or something, and I connect to it, it brings out my authentic self, right? And I will stop and either be noticed by someone or someone will notice it with me. So Janelle, when I'm sharing space with somebody else, right, in that moment of being present, I find fashion really can help me be present to other people. And on top of it, we were also talking about intention and the whole piece of I am fill in the blank, right? I feel like with fashion, it's yet another reminder of, okay, I'm bold today, or I'm confident, or I'm something. But I really wanted to get your take on the sharing space and how I really believe, for me anyway, when I pick something out in Brooke's store, it's usually what I'm drawn to, and there's a connection there for me. And I really do feel like because I'm emotionally connected to it, I then end up connecting with other people through it, and it really does raise my vibration. So I've been like dying to hear about your thoughts on. And it's fun on top of it. You know, it's just playful,
yeah.
Fun. It brings out, you know,
well, yeah, okay. So, yeah, this is why, Jen, I wanted to do the show with Brooke, you know, was because, you know, I guess if there's a role for I don't know, we'll put the role of spiritual leader on it, right, for me. So there are certain criteria, you know, you must show up wearing, I don't know, whatever it is, that would fit that role. Go with that. I mean, I think if you honor, you know, kind of going back to what, you know, Brooke was saying, if you honor your spirit, okay, and you know, your spirit may be saying to you, or your intuition may be leading you towards, you know, buying the cute pair of earrings, but you're nervous or afraid of that because you only know yourself to be one way or express yourself one way. And, you know, we live in a very, you know, rich world full of, you know, wonderful expressions. And I do think that we sometimes, at least in my experience with people, is that we do get kind of stuck in the same routine or the same idea of what we see. you know, as a representation of who we are. And then we don't really honor our space. And so when we don't honor our internal space, those earrings, but I didn't buy them because I was too scared to, then you're also representing that into the world. So people kind of intuitively pick up on that. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, giving the example of whatever the title or the label is, spiritual or whatever, then, you know, that sort of has a certain look that you're supposed to, I guess, look like, you know. Maybe you're not supposed to wear a lot of jewelry, or you're supposed to wear all white all the time or whatever. But I pretty much let my spirit lead me and guide me towards whatever it is that I'm supposed to be wearing or what honors my spirit at that time. So,
right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because, you know, Janelle, it totally brings back to mind, every time you've come to stay at my house, you'll get up and you'll be like, and we talked about this a little bit too, with Brooke and Jenny. We were sort of saying, Brooke brought up a great point. She's like, look, if you have to go out in the morning and you have to get dressed, you know, and you have to run out, she was like, think about what you want to wear, right? How do you want to come across? What do you want to do? Right, Brooke? Yeah. And Janelle, it's so interesting because it brings to memory, like, you're like, exactly what you're saying. Where am I today? What's my space? You know, what,
right.
You know, right? Yeah.
Well, and that might be my cheetah print sweats that are fuzzy with some kind of fuzzy house shoe and some weird hat. I don't know. I mean, if that's what gets thrown on in the morning, then that's what, especially when I'm sick, you know, that's what goes. but, you know, I do think, you know, more so, I think for women, we're constantly, at least in my experience with most women, we're always worried about how other women are seeing us and judging us and valuing us or devaluing us. And I think secretly, we as women just want to empower each other, and we're just afraid to do that because, you know, it typically to me is the experience of, well, that's a great dress. Well, then that makes me feel less than about what I'm wearing because I don't look that great today. So, you know, we do the whole, well, I wish I was that brave or whatever it is, when it's just really a choice and it's not permanent, you know? I mean, but, you know, I speak from being that way my whole entire life. So it's sort of hard for me in that
But you know, this
is, I have been expressed all my life, you know.
But this is interesting because what came up, it's so funny. So Brooke, Jenny, and I had dinner on Tuesday night before Jen went over and just tried stuff on with Brooke. And it was really interesting because in the conversation, in early influences in fashion came up, and a lot of talk came surrounding our moms and whether it was positive or negative, just sort of where that was laid. And when you were a kid, what were you allowed to wear? Were you allowed to experiment? Were you not? And from my experience, I always find, for me, that's where my whole thing was shaped. You know, not to throw it on my mom. And actually, my mom actually said, if you love it, buy two of them or buy three of them because you know what, you're going to wear it a lot. So, I mean, I actually had some positive stuff with my mom. But it's interesting in terms of women, as you were just saying, and what we may or may not, what we think about what someone else wears and how we throw it back on ourselves, mostly in like can be a negative way. So my piece is like, well, okay, well, my influences are from my mom. Do you find that a lot of women have that, like, or the thinking just comes from how they just generally fear about themselves?
It's generally usually in my experience, like, you know, that's why I said when I was younger, I don't do the whole box thing anyway. So, you know, when I was, you know, 15, I had a platinum mohawk with a nose chain. I mean, that was my expression. Did my mom say I could do that? Oh, heck no. but she knew enough to know that that's just, you know, Janelle's going to do what Janelle does. So, But as I got older, you know, pink or you've seen me with pink in my hair, and you know, it's just in the form of me that's always been there. But I think that women, as women, we get comfortable and we don't really look at ourselves and we don't really appreciate ourselves. And so, and especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time, you know, it kind of, you put that on the back burner. You know, you got to get the kids ready or you got to cook the dinner or you got to do whatever. And you don't really take the time to say, you know, kind of like what Rick was saying, like, what is going to make me happy today? You know, is it going to make me happy to wear the earrings with the cute scarf and the skinny jeans and boots or whatever, or the dress and go like that? Or is it going to be happy, like I said, for me to wear the cheetah, you know, print pants and the warm fuzzy shoes? It has
right.
to be what honors your space at that time. And I do think that, you know, a lot of people don't connect it to the spiritual aspects of who we are. But as women, we love to play dress up.
Right,
And we love nice, you know, things. Doesn't have to be expensive, but we like looking at something, oh, that's great, I love that. But, oh, I would never wear that, no. Oh, but it's nice over there. Well, why can't you wear it?
Right, and that's what Brooke does a phenomenal job. Number one, like when you walk in that store, oh my God, you're just drawn in any which way. And Brooke will say there are women that go to the right and there are women that go to the left in her store. You know, it is fascinating to see who gets drawn where, you know,
well, I'd probably be all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, it is like, I tend to go to the right, to the jewelry and then to the back and then back around. But you know, it's interesting because, how do women free themselves from that then? Right. Like if you're saying like we need to give ourselves permission, right. You know, how do you get out of that whole thought of, okay, tune in, you know, and not only that, how do you get out of the whole thing of you see someone giving that gift to themselves? And as you said, then they go back into, well, that's great for her. Look at her. She can do that for her. You know, that whole not honoring them, their own self. How do you get out of that?
Well, I think, at least for me, you have to be even as bold and as expressed as I am and open as I am about, you know, trying new things and whatever. I think you still have to reinvent yourself as a woman. I think it's healthy for your relationship, and I think it's healthy for your kids. And the process of that is, okay, well, looking at 5 shirts, what would I normally pick? And what would be an out-of-the-box for me?
Right, Brooke, you must be loving this, right? Because this is exactly what you do with clients,
and
right?
It's true. Yeah, it's
yeah.
true. Really to
100%. That is so Brooke, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be, it really does need to be a conscious decision. It does. And it's something that you recognize and you may put to the side because so much does come up in your daily life with a family or a job or, you know, children, all those wonderful things, but you can't forget about yourself. You need to take a moment, whether it be whatever that is, 10 minutes in the morning, or you decide to run out for lunch and you pop into like your favorite store and you spend 15 minutes there. But it's like a rejuvenation for your mind and your body. And if you don't have other outlets, if you don't, let's say, go to the gym in the morning for a half an hour or do that at night, and all you're doing is, like, working and giving and the children and the this and the that. It's like you need to give back to yourself. And even just taking that small amount of time, if you do that a couple times a week, I really believe it'll change so much and open up so much more for you along the way.
No, it's really true. And Brooke, it's so funny because I'll walk into your store like, you know, 3 times a week just to get 5 minutes in there. I'm like, oh, I feel so much better now.
And women do it all the time. I tell them, I'm like, you don't have to buy anything. Just come and talk or whatever. If you have a problem, we'll hack it out for 10 minutes and you're on your way.
But Janelle, that's her vibration, right? That's because you walk in her store, right? And Brooke, you have that vibration that number one is confidence. Number two, you're reinventing yourself every day, right? Not only with that, but with the clothing coming in, and you can feel it.
So I think somebody like me comes off the street in my sweatpants one day and I'm like, oh, I got to go into Brooke's store. Why? To lift up and feel that, right? And remember it in myself, right, Janelle?
Right. Well, and that's you know, there's many forms of living your purpose or living according to what your, you know, what your spiritual inclination is. And a lot of people get confused by that because they think, oh, it's supposed to be something like meditation or whatever. But in truth, it's really the great artist or the nurse or like Brooke having the store. But, you know, a question that was rolling around in my head, Brooke, was, so you have, you know, you have a woman that comes in and she has to be somewhere and she typically picks out, you know, black shirt, you know, not really much going on. But do you give her three options or do you give her two options? And how do you feel that out?
No, I do. And we kind of talked a little bit before about layering the pieces and adding to what is comfortable. So if she'll walk in and if she's presenting me with this is what I need or I only have 10 minutes or whatever that is, I quickly will get the story of what she's doing. And then I'll see what she gravitates to. And then I always say, well, you could always try this with this. Or if you want to do this shirt and you want the black shirt, that's fine. But add a great necklace or add this. The layering. It's not just like the articles we're layering. Like I'm trying to like layer her. I'm trying to have her open up to other things. And that way she'll then go out and present herself differently to other people.
Right, right. Well, you know, a great kind of story that I shared with Jen on the side was, I just got back from Sedona, and, you know, I always pack, you know, kind of what I'm led to pack, sort of, Jen knows this from me staying at her house so much. and so that is the theme for the weekend or whatever it is, you know, it's so funny to me because I don't have a conscious thought of it anymore. I just go in and my closet and literally ask out loud, okay, what am I supposed to be wearing during this function or this event or whatever it is? And there'll be two options and then I'll narrow it down from there. But it is a question that I ask. And I get a direct answer, but that's, you know, I know that's me, but it's not something that is not available to everyone. You know, you can feel, you know, which one feels right for
right.
you.
Yeah.
That day. But, you know, back to the story of Sedona, I had picked, out of the weekend packing, I had, you know, it was more so grays and blacks and, you know, some neutrals. And I had one red shirt, which is interesting for me. And it's a bright red, it's a gorgeous red, you know, kind of glossy top with some copper rhinestones on the sleeves. And so I wore that the first day. So I walked down, and of course I'm late, and I had my oatmeal in my bag and my whatever coffee in the other hand, and I guess in the front row, of course. And so all day long I was referred to the lady in the red shirt because it was somewhat out of the box for, like I told you, the spiritual category part. You know, and definitely the whole rhinestone piece because, you know, I'm a girl who likes my glittery stuff. Not always, but sometimes. And, you know, it sort of struck me that this whole conversation around what's expected to be worn, you know?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be doing or representing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I think is amazing for you, Brooke, is, and that's what really drew me to your store was everything in there is so different. It's not cookie cutter, and you can't find it, you know, just in some store, you know, at the mall or whatever. And, you know, being from Jersey, we have our malls. But, you know,
And that's what just draws me. Number one, there's so many different colors and there's so many different textures, right? You can have flowy, you can have long sleeve, short sleeve, what have you. But it's amazing because there aren't many items of what's in there, you know, right, of the same. And it's always changing because you're pulling from so many different places. And I love it, Janelle, because it's like no label. Like, you know what I mean? Like there is no category is what I'm saying right, in the store. There's no category. And that I just find that fascinating because, you know, I agree. People do categorize. And Brooke and I and even Jen Avers, we've said this before, too. Like, and I remember working in the hospital and that had a little bit more fashion, like color to it, but not much. It was usually like gray and black. You know, oftentimes it was like gray, black was what you would fall into wearing. And Brooke, there's only color and so many different colors. It's just amazing.
It's fun. And for me, I did, like I mentioned earlier, I did the corporate piece. I did that for 6 years and I was sort of pigeonholed into my suits and my grays and my blacks and my tan in the summer and whatever that was. But for me then, having the store, it opened up a whole new world to me as well in fashion. Like in the corporate life, I couldn't wait for my weekend because I'd pull out my favorite clutches and my favorite pants and shirts and dresses or whatever that was. But it was such a limited amount of time. And now it's like every day I get to put myself out there and present myself in whatever way I want, really. And it's fun. I want women to open up and have fun with it. And like I said, life's too short and just enjoy yourself when you can. It doesn't have to be every day, but a couple days and just take some extra time on yourself.
Well, I think, you know, that's why I was saying about the whole reinventing, you know, yourself. I think it's really important to, you know, bridge that, you know, category of, okay, like you were saying, like it's typical, like I do this, and this. It doesn't have to be such a huge commitment, you know. It's not a, you know, you're not donating your left kidney to something.
Right.
You're trying on a pair of earrings or you're wearing a new shirt or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it should be as free as that. But we do have a lot of fear and a lot of control issues around judgment. And,
yeah,
you know, that's part of what art or music or fashion does is break down those barriers between us and allows us, like you were saying, Jen, earlier, to connect authentically and share sacred space. And if that's, you know, a shirt, then it's a shirt, you know. You know, great dress. I know I bought a dress when I was there with Brooke that I love wearing in the summer because no one else wears that over here. but that's why I was giving the example of the spiritual. You know, the spiritual category looks like what? You know, well, okay, that's why I give the example of the red shirt because it's not,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm being judgmental about the category. I'm just saying, well, this is what the normal category is. What it's like.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It is what it is, you know. but, you know, I also find for myself, I know my body very well, and so I tend to choose things that are going to accent whatever it is that I know looks great, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, that sometimes is sort of a more form-fitted sort of 50s, you know, look where I have to go for more tailored things because I'm short, you know, I'm kind of curvy, you know. So those things work better for me. but I think you have to know and feel comfortable about those great places about yourself, and I think most women don't.
You think most, Janelle, or just some?
Yeah, they don't. I think they don't.
Yeah.
They don't take the time to say, hey, you know, I have great legs or I have great arms or
Right.
You know, yeah. like my neck, or, you know, I have, you know, a great butt, whatever it is. And they don't really, you know, take the time to appreciate those things.
Well, and Janelle, I also think too, and again, Brooke, this is what you do really well, is in order to open up to that, I think you have to connect to the person that's selling you the things. And that's where Brooke is fantastic, because it's a safe space, like you said this earlier, mm-hmm. Janelle. And so you feel like you can risk with her, because she can figure out what, like you said, give people the choices to figure out, do you want to go a little or do you want to be really bold? And you can try it on there. And there's a piece where if you want to start shifting, you feel like you can open up to that, if that makes any sense. Because for a long time, I knew I wanted to change what I wanted to wear, but I didn't quite know where to begin. And I didn't, as I said earlier, I didn't mind what I wore. Like I liked it, but I didn't love it. You know, and Brooke really taught me just how to be free, right? And how to sort of risk. But it took her meeting me halfway, if that makes any sense. You know, like I felt like mm-hmm. I could be open yeah. with her and then connect and then go ahead and bold mm-hmm. and, you know, try. Right, Brooke?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but it's just so interesting, Janelle, that's yet another layer that women have, and no pun intended, but you know what I mean, that we have amongst ourselves, again, in terms of fear in one more thing, you know, and in a certain sense, like you said, everybody grew up probably loving to play dress up. Like, geez, how do we lose that? Like, you know, get the label off and just, you know, have fun with it. And I loved what you said too, connect in the morning to maybe what you want to have on, but also what feels right. And I guess, validate that in yourself. You know, if you have great hair, yeah, I've got great hair, or I've got great legs, or I've got great whatever, and keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think, you know, the thing about going into safe spaces where you may, you know, kind of, you know, explore or whatever, it's no different than, you know, going in with me. And I
right.
see a for you to open up to some place that you may not have been open to before. So she's essentially doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yep. In a different way, where she's opening up a space for you, creating a avenue or a way in that you may have not seen before, where, okay, I can wear the cute hat or whatever. but it also creates you to move, like you were saying, Jen, in a different way in the world.
Yeah.
Where in your life, you know, you may sort of express yourself a different way. You may talk to someone that you wouldn't normally talk to.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
that creates yep. a new connection for you. And I do think that we sort of play safe in a lot of ways and not just, mm-hmm. you know, in this way. And I think the quickest way, like I said, is my favorite thing to do is reinvent yourself. Okay. Well, okay, let's just do that. What is the best way to do that?
Right, yeah.
You know, is it gonna be the new shirt, new scarf, the new earring, jewelry, you know? And it doesn't, like I said, you know, we get afraid of the commitment. Well, I don't want to buy it because I just bought X, Y, Z, and I have to do this, and we don't give to ourselves.
Right.
So giving to yourself is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. I think the first issue needs to be with giving yourself and allowing yourself to have that space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to give myself this time? Am I, like she was saying, to come into the store and maybe, you know, just talk and have a conversation? Or is it going to be, you know, am I going to give myself this gift of a cute pair of earrings or a new dress or whatever? We as women always put ourselves on the last place, on the rung.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put ourselves first. And we have to begin to address that, or else, you know, we as women are not going to have the energy and the time to give back to our families. If we're not saying yes to us, but we say yes to everyone else.
Right. Right. And I also feel this too. I mean, it's just going to sound so funny, but again, I've said it a lot, but when I wear something from Brooke's store that I really connect to, find that changes my energy in myself. But also when someone says, hey, I love that, you do get that extra boost too. Do you know what I mean, Janelle? It's sort of like that extra,
yeah.
And Brooke, it's like that extra, like, almost like that extra piece of adrenaline, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm picking up my kid and I'm actually tired. You know, it's funny how it does it, yet it's another reminder that, you know what, I did take time for myself, if that makes any sense, you know.
Yeah.
So the giving back sort of keeps giving. So, you know, so.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the whole, I see it with women a lot that they just get comfortable and they forget how to be, I don't want to say attractive, but it sort of is, you know, we just stop looking at ourselves and, you know, and like I said, appreciating ourselves. And, you know, okay, it's, you know, great, we're in stable situations or whatever, but even the people that, you know, that I've come in contact with, women who have counseled, whatever, if they've been single for a while, you know, well, they may need to look at how are they feeling, what is their outward representation of that. And the shortest way to do that is through clothing, oddly enough.
Yeah, because no, that makes total sense to me. Yeah.
It's an adornment. It's an expression of how you feel internally, sort of. And I don't want to put too much weight on it and say, oh, my gosh,
right.
You know, that. But we should be more lighthearted with it and not take it so, so seriously.
Yeah, I was going to say, in a playful way,
you know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because
yeah.
Truthfully, when was the last time that you went out and you felt hot or sexy or attractive?
Right.
Truthfully.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
and I'm not saying that's the only role you should, you know, but no, I mean, we as women want to feel like that sometimes, you know. We still got it, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And
again,
you want to have like that inner smile. Like, no one needs to know what you're smiling about, and maybe you're not even doing that outwardly, but inwardly, you know, like you're smiling inside because you do feel good, or you do feel sexy that
mm-hmm.
day, or you feel like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say worthy again, because we're all worthy, but I think we tend to forget that as women, like how worthy we really are
mm-hmm.
of whatever that means.
You know, like confidence, you know, and you know, all of that, you know, that's why I said, you know, the whole reinventing thing is sort of a theme overall for me in my life at the different stages that I've been is, you know, I've gone back to the drawing board. Okay, well, if I don't like that version, then what version do I want to be? Do I want to be a mix of both of those things? Okay, well, what would that look like?
Right, yeah.
Or if I see, you know, one of my friends and she has a great shirt on and she looks a certain way, I'm not afraid to ask her, like, you look great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that's why I said to you, most women, if there's a really beautiful looking woman standing next to them and they have a great outfit on and they're rocking it and they're all confident and everything, we go like,
eh. Right.
And that's not what I am, or whatever we do. And we should be really appreciating that presentation of who we are.
Mm-hmm. I like this idea of reinvention. And, Brooke, I felt like you and Jen created that safe space where I could see options, you know, in terms of how you both saw me, which was important for me to kind of have the mirror or what could be. And to think, do I want, am I ready to be this version? Well, maybe not now, but I can envision that version down the road and you see me this way. So, you know, things shift a bit.
That's interesting. Yeah, because our perspective of ourselves is vastly different from how the world usually sees us, you know? Then, you know, for myself, you know, I mean, that's why I gave the example of the fuzzy, you know, whatever, the cheetah print pants or whatever. Okay, that's the version of me, and I'm totally comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that. I'm good. We're solid. Do I have moments where, like, I'm not so great and don't feel so whatever? Heck yeah. I mean, we're women. We're emotional creatures, and that's a product of the beast, as I say it. And I think it's good to get other people's perspectives. Like my daughter, she's 18 now, so it's a great feedback for me. You know, like she's, sometimes it's, oh my God, are you really wearing that? And sometimes it's like, oh, you look super cute.
Right.
but maybe you should try this or whatever it is, you know. you know, don't do the karaoke in the car, Mom, because it really embarrasses me. And so, you know, like having a younger, you know, like with my daughter, having her kind of look at me and go, hey, you know, maybe you should try this color on. You know, and she'll buy me something I would have never bought for myself because I've never worn coral before.
Right,
never even
right.
Thought of it. And I'm pretty bold, but never worn coral before. Okay, looks good. Kind of like it.
But you know that, see, but this is what I love. That's exactly what you do, right? See, like it's the perfect demonstration. Not serious about it at all, right? Kind of like, I've never tried that. Let me give it a whirl, right? There's no mega attachment or fear. Do you know what I mean? Like you just did exactly what we all should do in the fitting room, right? Like, give that a whirl. If it works, great. If it doesn't, nah, all right, you know, we move on.
Yeah.
But it's really true. It is. Like, that cracks me up. That is so you. You're like, no, God works, great, you know?
What? You know, and she's the one who also brought me the print.
But I love it. Yeah. I love the whole, like, there's no, I just love that because there's no, not heaviness, that's the wrong word, but you know what I mean? There's nothing attached to, like, the way you just said that. Perfect. You know, and again, it's fun. Just have fun with it. And, you know, go for it.
With having teenagers. Now, my other teenager, she bought me some kind of sweater that had a built-in scarf. So I wasn't too sure about that often. but I liked the color of the sweater was a really bright turquoise blue. And I'd never bought a turquoise blue sweater before, so I thought that was a great option. Was it crazy about the built-in scarf thing, though?
Right.
A little weird for me.
Adorable,
but,
though.
You know, I tried it. It's good. But, you know, I don't have a huge, like, oh, my God, you know, it has to look this way. And matter of fact, actually, truth be told, I've had a ton of, like, fashion, oh, my God, moments on stage, like, in front of people, like, really bad. Had my skirt rip in half on stage in front of everyone. Beautiful moment. Fabulous. I tied it in a knot and we kept on going. During I Am. Apparently, my bra broke. That was fabulous on stage.
Oh my gosh.
You know? So, I mean, you gotta laugh about it. You gotta play and just go like, you know what? I don't know what the heck I'm doing. She may know something more than I do. I'll try it. It works. Great. I'm not comfortable with it yet. Maybe I'll get there. And maybe you don't ever get there. And that's okay, too.
Yeah. Yep.
It's totally fine. But it should be a whole thing of just try it. Like the new food, you know, just try it. It's okay. Either you hate it or you love it. Fine. Mm-hmm. It's neutral. But it's not a serious lifetime commitment. It's just clothing.
No, right. And that's, but that's also the fun of it, right? And
yeah,
so,
we love it. We are girls. Yeah. We love it. But, yeah, you know, something happens when we hit, you know, we start having kids and we get married and we go like, you know, I'm not supposed to, whatever. I don't know whatever that is. Thing that we do and we go like, I'm not going to buy it because whatever. I don't know what goal we were having in mind when we stopped, like, dressing up, like when we were, you know, in our teens and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what that moment is.
Yeah, but I'd
like to say, like, across the board, I'd really like us as women to be done with that moment.
Yeah, and I love what you guys said. Just keep reinventing, right? Like, you know, get yourself out of the box of, you know, of I've had a baby or my kids are 4 or my kids are this age and I'm playing in the sandbox or whatever I'm doing, you know.
And I'm famous for running in heels, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say. with my heels on. Or barefoot.
But, you know, or barefoot, you know, down the streets of Jersey.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, and, oh, that was a great moment, too. That I was going to meet a really famous fashion designer.
Yes,
and
my God.
And I was running down the street in my bare feet and white pants while it's raining in Jersey trying to catch the subway. Thanks, Jen.
I know. And you know what? I forgot to know that was a fashion designer, too. Right, yes.
Yes. And I was trying to look cute. And so I jumped out of the cab and I run upstairs and I've got to pee so bad and I'm like jiggling on the door so hard and I guess he's in the restroom. Mm-hmm. Yep. That would be that moment.
Yeah.
So, and she says to me, well, I don't know who walks around like that. This is what she's saying to me. I mean, she's dressed pink, she's dressed Miley Cyrus, she's dressed all these people, and she says, well, who are you that you walk around like that? And I said, well. And Prince is playing in the background, by the way. I said, well, I don't know, I just sort of do. And, you know, I don't know what, I had white pants and some kind of green snakeskin sweater thing on with I paired it with black and white pumps or heels that had a lime green rim around them.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So I thought I did pretty good.
So, I did too. Yeah,
it's great. It's just not so serious with ourselves. It's just a big fun playground that we should just try.
Yeah, right. No, definitely.
Currently, you know, we're just little girls wanting to play dress up anyway.
Absolutely. Well, totally. And if you have one, you know you've got a 5-year-old that has the sparkly stuff. You know you want it. You know, it's really true, right? That's why we have Brooke.
It is.
Yeah, and if you're anywhere near Madison, New Jersey, and by the way, you don't even have to be, right, Brooke? Because you can go on her website and you can order. Brooke, you can send anywhere in the States, right? Anywhere. Or international, right?
Soon you will be able to shop online.
Yeah, but you have to check out the way that she merchandises everything and just all the different colors and the things, because you're always on Instagram. You're always putting it up, new photos, new things come in. And it really is. It's that playground, Janelle. It is right there in downtown Madison, New Jersey. Thank God.
It's so funny to me because it's that I came from Texas up there, and I don't dress like a normal, I don't know if you call it normal Texas girl does, but I don't. And so me coming up there and visiting your store, I was like, oh, this is great. I got some new options, and so I'm going to mix that in my Chicago, Jersey, Texas, Hawaii thing that I do. That'll work.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great store. I love your store. I think it's fabulous. And it shows your personality. Has your personality, I don't want to say just you, but it has your unique way of looking at the world through the vision of fashion or what you're attracted to.
Yeah,
and,
it's phenomenal.
I think you're great at pulling things for people and kind of trying to, like what I said, getting them sort of out of that little box that they may be in of how they see themselves. And that's important for women.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Brooke, I think they always walk
Thank
out,
you.
Whether they tell you or not, I think they walk out like healed, you know, like there's a piece of them that is back, right? That sort of back hole, if that makes any sense. You know, I really
yeah,
do believe
no.
that. You know, they walk
yeah.
out and they're brighter, whether they buy anything or not either. Cause like what we talked about,
right.
the vibration of the stores is just phenomenal. So I don't know. I cannot thank you guys enough for coming on. Janelle, is there anything else we need to know at all about fashion?
No, that's why I gave you all of my funny examples of fashion because, you know, a lot of people, you know, with me, because I'm, you know, I do the serious role very well. that there is this really funny kind of quirky side to me that is, you know, I have all these crazy haphazard moments that happen to me while I'm doing this expression thing. You know, my famous thing is to say, you know, I'm always the one who's usually walking down the street and trying to put myself back together because, you know, something's happening. with clothing. myself, but usually with clothing. And it's usually my team's funny way of kind of making a joke. But I do, you know, I like to have fun with things. And fashion or art or whatever it is, I just really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to take it with you when you go.
Right.
And you're certainly, you know, when you're 19, you're going to wear something different than you would wear when you're 40, but having that appreciation, you know, for yourself at both places is the goal.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
to honor that place, you know, not think, ooh, I'm going to be 40 or, oh, I'm 19, whatever. They're equally as important.
Mhm.
And just as fun.
Yeah, that's like beautiful. And Brooke, like what you said too, in the morning, and Janelle, you too. You know, take that breath and figure out what do you want to wear. And exactly what you're saying, honor yourself in one piece, one
yeah.
thing, and just go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And not every day, but, you know, certain days. Like I said, we have good days.
No, every day. Every day.
Maximize
you know?
the days.
You know. Well, we're kind of getting out of time, but Jenny Avers, how are you you know, before I wrap up, I want to ask Brooke and Janelle if they have any announcements for listeners and stuff. But before I do that, I just wanted to find out any last thoughts from you in terms of your whole experience with clothing and your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I definitely, Jen, as you were saying just a bit ago, you know, leaving statements, I felt high, buzzed, happy, centered, you know, more myself. And I shared with Jen Lajotis, I even got pulled over for making a right turn on red, and I haven't been pulled over by a cop in, I don't know, a really long time, but it was so funny to me, and I wasn't nervous, and it all went well, and I thought, man, that was a really good shopping experience that just got pulled over, and it was all fine, so thank you. So I would say I was healed. I wasn't grumpy at all.
Hey, Jen. Jen, so you know, it is not illegal to turn right on red in Texas, FYI.
I know,
right?
No, I know. It's that stinking Jersey. Right? Nothing against Jersey. God knows I was born here, but oh my gosh. And, you know, well, whatever, Jen Avers, you know how I feel. Like, I'm like, you know, that guy, he should have let you off, period. But anyway, but I hear you, like, being, you know, on cloud nine, because
I was in a really nice space where he didn't,
you know.
That's great.
So thank you, Brooke.
That is great.
Anytime. I get you out of tickets too.
Yeah, seriously, you know. But then Janelle and Brooke, I'll turn to both you guys. What do you guys both have on? Brooke, how do people get a hold of you? Well, you know, how do they find you? Promotions or anything coming up for the store that you want to let people know?
Yeah, so we have a website that statementsfashion.com, and then on Facebook I'm under Statements Boutique. on Instagram. I'm under Statements Brooke. Anything that you Google, Statements, Boutique, Madison, New Jersey, all of that information will pop up. And you can always call me at the store. The number there is 973-660-0900. And that information, again, will pop up if you Google any of this good stuff. But I would love to meet new people, talk with you, help you, whatever you need, reach out to you, especially with the new season coming up, with spring coming up. It's the perfect time to, especially spring of all the seasons. That's such a good time.
Yeah, talk about rebirth. Right?
Yeah, rebirth and, you know, rejuvenate yourself and let's have some fun with it. So, absolutely. This has been a wonderful opportunity. You ladies are exceptional.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Brooke, like, for sharing space. And Janelle, what do you have going on? Like, you want to, you know.
Well, as we know, we've been in hiatus for a little while, coming off of break. But I have some audio downloads that I'm about to bust loose, which is probably like 8 years worth of teaching and stuff that I'm going to, you know, put together and kind of filter out there to people that you can just download as an MP3. That's going to come up shortly. And working on some stuff that I can't say that's top secret. And then also, in addition, work for the Houston folks, I'm working on doing a Metatron class for with my lovely friend Debbie Clemens, who has a wonderful piece of jewelry that she created around Archangel Metatron. And so that's what we got on the short docket.
I love it.
Not quite fully ready to take sessions on yet, as I'm still recalibrating. And as my gifts and talents are changing, which is a new interesting feature, then I'll be ready to start working again shortly.
Oh my gosh! Fantastic.
But if we did coffee or sort of like coffee time, like we did in Jersey again, but we did
it
at my friend's living room. We had like a bunch of people over at her house, and we just sat around and chatted, and it was great. It was great fun. It was like girlfriends in the living room, just kind of like, you know, just super fun.
Oh my God, I love that.
And
talk about, like,
I
want to
do
awesome.
More of those. I want to do more of those, like more, I don't know, roundtable discussions, or I don't know what you would call it. It was just sort of fun.
Yeah,
it
no, I love
really
it.
Fun.
I love it. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. You in the living room, fantastic.
Yeah,
we have like 10 seconds left. Happy Hour, we'll be back in 2 weeks with Jennifer Church coming on. And then Janelle and I are back after that for a bunch of shows as well in March. So,
yes. So great show, ladies. Brooke, I love your store. Go see her store. Go get her stuff online. She's amazing.
Thank you, Janelle.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and thanks you guys so much for sharing space. Phenomenal.
Yeah, and Geneva's, good job.
Yeah.
Thanks. Happy to be a guinea pig anytime.
So much fun, ladies. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
No.
Bye. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yes, bye. Good diggy night. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
and
shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.